The city of Saratoga Springs has boomed with investment and development in recent years, but not all populations have benefited. The Bethesda Episcopal Church in Saratoga Springs is launching an effort to assist the city's homeless population and those otherwise unable to afford rising housing costs. Called Mercy House, the new nonprofit is planning a facility on Washington Street beside the historic church, just steps away from Broadway. Gordon Boyd is president of Mercy House, and he talks about the need for such a shelter.
So we start talking to established agencies in the community that have need for housing for people that would otherwise be homeless. And in the course of talking to them, we have entered into letters of intent with Wellspring, which houses victims of domestic violence, Veterans and Community Housing, which houses homeless military veterans, especially women who have children, and also the Transitional Services Association, which looks after people that are either in need of alcohol or substance recovery or have some mental illness but can live independently. So we've arranged about 18 apartments for those three groups and then a whole floor of rooms for racetrack backstretch workers who are also in alcohol or substance recovery and need to be apart from the track, but in a place where they can have meetings and get some peer support and do that. And also, if they've been injured at the track and recovering, there would be a place for them to recuperate as well. So what happened was basically we started the idea of building a new building. We worked on one mission in one direction, and then we changed directions, and this seems to have caught everybody's support.
Bethesda Church has partnered with these other organizations. So does this mean that there will be a sort of case management on site?
Each of those organizations that will be referring clients of theirs to us for housing will also have ongoing responsibility for other supportive services that those clients may require, whether it's alcohol or substance recovery or other types of counseling that would go on in our building, but through those organizations.
Shelters of Saratoga, which is in the city, has had challenges in recent years finding a permanent home for its Code Blue program. It's moved around to a couple different spots. Most recently, it's been at the Soul Saving Station Church. Has Bethesda Church been in communication with SOS about possibly using the Mercy House space as Code Blue space?
Yes, we did. We had conversations with them going back about a year and a half ago. Code Blue or SOS wanted to keep pursuing the proposal that they had settled on Walworth Street. They had a court case that they were facing. We said, well, look, if you run into a dead end, our doors are open. So they, the court ruled against their proposal in September. We had some further discussions with them going into November, December, and we were not able to reach an agreement on terms and conditions for doing that. But yes, we offered wintertime emergency housing for SOS, but they are still looking.
And what's the timeline for the Mercy House project, and when can we expect doors to open?
We have about a $3 million capital need to fill. We have, I'd say, sitting here today, we're pretty confident we've filled over half of that right now, and we hope to begin a retail capital campaign during the summer, and we'd like to break ground before the end of the year.
When all is said and done and the facility is built, how many people will be served both through its services and then the housing total at the Mercy House?
Yeah, there'll be housing for at least 45 people, and under certain conditions, there might be as many as 60 or 70, depending on the configuration on the fourth floor in the wintertime. But we're just delighted to be able to serve that many people at our location. It's a religious mission for the church. We find imperatives to pursue this in Matthew 25 and the Gospels, as well as other biblical admonitions and directives. We filed an extensive essay on this subject with the city in order to affirm our zoning permission, and we're just happy to be pursuing this. We'll be transforming the lives of individuals, of the parish, of the community, and it's a long overdue direct action against the gentrification and the people who are being left behind by Saratoga's economic success.